And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
A special state committee report is detailing the alleged relationship between Missouri Governor Eric Greitens and his former mistress. Testimony from Greitens' former mistress alleges Greitens fondled her when she gave him a haircut in March of 2015. The testimony also detailed an incident where Greitens allegedly took a partially nude photo of the woman and threatened to distribute it if she mentioned his name. Greitens was charged earlier this year with invasion of privacy in the case, and he says the committee's report is full of lies. School district in Pennsylvania is handing out baseball bats to its teachers to fight attackers. The Erie Times-News says teachers in Mill Creek Township School District aren't expected to confront gunmen with the bats, but they could be used as a last resort. The 600 bats with the district bought for its staff cost about $2,000. Hulu and Spotify bundling. The companies say customers can use both streaming services for a combined $12.99 a month. If you bought them separately, Hulu is $7.99 and Spotify Premium is $9.99. The new bundle plan is available now for current Spotify Premium users. Everyone else will be able to use it this summer. And the old dog ate my homework excuse didn't work for some police officers. Eight police officers in Argentina claimed that rats ate more than a half a ton of marijuana missing from police custody. Those guys were fired Tuesday. Officials dismissed the officer's theory, citing experts who said that rats would not confuse marijuana as food. If the rats did eat the drugs, they would likely have died and police would have found their bodies. The officers are accused of not properly protecting evidence and are ordered to testify before a judge in May. What size rats and or how many do you have that are eating more than a half a ton?
I'm going to guess rats that you might only see if you had half a ton of marijuana in your system.
I've never been to Argentina. Perhaps,
I mean,
that's
maybe. If I learn anything from the Ninja Turtles, there is a giant rat in the sewer.
Fact.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
In today's Throwback Throwdown, would you like to hear Joey's song? Be Lauryn Hill right there.
It's a solid pick, Joey.
That's a pretty good, Joe. You could choose from Jen's clip, The Police. That's a great tune as well.
I was so happy when they came through Kansas City a few years ago. I'm like, please play So Lonely, please play it. And they kicked into it. I'm like, woohoo!
That's a great song. You can choose mine. That's Roxette right there.
Yeah, you did.
I love that song. Or Shaylee's, who is going to prove to us that she'll spend an entire year with songs nobody knows. So once again, Shaylee will lose the Throwback Throwdown today, but you can vote for one of those Twitter, text, or Facebook right now.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday with Jen's Impossible Question Time.
If you want to win some Pig and Swig tickets, we just need the correct answer to this. 55% of men do this on a daily basis. What is it? 5767102 with your guesses.
Okay, we're kind of intrigued by this one. Let's start in Garden City with Todd. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
All right, so what do you think we're doing as guys here?
Scratching themselves on the butt.
I got to suspect that's more like 99.9%. It's not the correct answer this morning.
You have a good day, man.
All right, you too, buddy. Harrisonville, Brenda. Brenda, what do you think the guys are doing?
Let's say napping.
Not napping. No?
I would totally be guilty of that.
Yes, then. Brian is for sure doing that.
KC, here's Adam. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
All right. What are we doing, 55% of guys?
How about looking at internet porn?
Oh, no, not it.
Not it. Okay, thank you.
He said
99%.
When he said looking, I was like, oh, we could have the right answer looking at it. And then he went a different direction.
Oh, okay.
Not it.
Gotcha. All right. Let's see. Tiffany, KC, what do you think, Tiffany?
Is it conditioning their hair?
Oh, no, but you're getting very close.
Okay.
Conditioning your hair is a very good hint. We're heading the right direction.
But
heading.
You said
see
looking
what I said?
At something.
Heading the right direction. Looking at something.
Okay. Lee Summit here is Haley. Good morning, Haley.
Hey, good morning. Are they looking for bald spots?
Yes, they are. 55% of men are checking for bald spots on a daily basis.
Really?
And I just feel like Truda and Joey, our producer, have such luscious, thick heads of hair. I just can't imagine that you do that every
day. I'm not doing that.
No.
Not doing that at all. In fact, I've got too much hair. That's what I look at.
Yeah.
And it's too gray.
But you got it right, so we're going to send you to Pig and Swig. Enjoy some barbecue, bourbon, and bacon downtown April 21st.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hold on for 1 second. Joey's got the info.
I just thought that was interesting because I can't imagine guys, like, I always think of women being the ones who are so worried about everything, like checking for gray hairs and doing stuff.
Right, right.
And so to think of guys going, aw, man, do I got to do the comb over now?
Yeah, no, I can't say that I ever have.
I've had plenty of friends talking. They're kind of afraid of one day going bald. So
really?
I'm not shocked by that answer.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting stuff, you
guys.
Well,
I guess that's why it's 55%. I mean,
right, half.
Half of us don't really have to, I guess.
There you go. Lucky you.
Yep. The Throwback Throwdown is on for Thursday morning. We play 4 songs. You text, Facebook, or tweet us which one you'd like to hear before 9 o'clock in its entirety. Today, it's the choices. The choices are from Joey, Lauryn Hill, Doo-Wop That Thing. Jen has chosen The Police today. Little played police song. Very good one, though. For me, a song from Roxette in the early 90s. And from Shaylee.
On the way down, I saw you.
Some inexplicable early 2000s dribble again.
So far, Truda, you are the clear leader this morning.
Is that right?
Killing it on Facebook. Lots of votes for Roxette.
All right, so Twitter, text, or Facebook is how you can vote for that. Song gets played in its entirety before 9 a.m. today, the winning song.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today from Married with Children and Modern Family, actor Ed O'Neill is 72. Emmy Award-winning late-night TV host and comedian David Letterman is 71. And from My So-Called Life, there's a throwback for you. Actress Claire Danes is 39. PBS is ramping up for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's upcoming nuptials with Royal Wedding Watch, a 5-part nightly series that's going to start May 14th. It's going to culminate in the live broadcast of the wedding on May 19th. Brian Truda, this is where you will be for 5 nights.
Lest anybody think that PBS, anything about those guys, they get involved in it too, right?
It's going to be hosted by Meredith Vieira. They also have British TV presenter Matt Baker. For 5 days, they're going to keep royal wedding fanatics updated on the preparations for the event before Harry and Meghan are joined in matrimony at St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle.
I love those because did you watch the Kate and Will's wedding?
No.
Did you watch that? No.
Nothing. No part of it.
For that, they're like, it's like the Masters, you know, like, and here comes the bride as she walks down the aisle in a beautiful dress. Now,
see, I remember even as a 7-year-old being obsessed with Princess Diana's wedding.
Yeah.
Waking
up
early and being so into that. And I haven't been recently. And so I'm curious to see how this plays out because I can see myself getting totally sucked into this and watching 5 nights straight of this coverage.
You follow me, my friend. You think everything else we've been talking about is basic? You follow me. We'll be on that royal wedding watch like nothing.
Truda's going to be sitting there with Starbucks and Ugg boots watching
just wait
this.
The last time. For the Kate and Will's wedding, we did a watch party at the place downtown. We had women with hats and fascinators.
Ooh, I feel like you little sandwiches.
Little finger sandwiches.
With the crust cut off. Perfect sandwiches.
Are they Uncrustables?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's how I would do it. That's probably not how other people would. That would be the route I would take. This I'm very excited about. Actress Anna Faris, she was on Jimmy Kimmel Live talking about starring in a new version of the movie Overboard, and she was talking about how obsessed she was with the original.
Like, how many times would you say you've seen this movie?
I feel like it's like over 5,000 times, but it's probably around 80.
For real, 80 times?
Yeah, yeah.
So when they said to you, we would like you to be in Overboard, you're like, oh my God, I've been working on this for my whole life.
No, I was like, there is no way I can touch that sacred ground.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's interesting.
Because it felt it was so precious to me. But then I also felt like, well, it's a paycheck, so.
And when you think of the original Overboard with Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, and you think Anna Faris, she's tiny and blonde, perfect casting, right? But that's not how they're going to do this exactly. She's not playing Goldie Hawn's character. This time around, instead of having the spoiled heiress who gets amnesia, the reboot is going to have Faris as a working-class mom who turns the table on a wealthy playboy when he loses his memory. So they're flipping it a little bit.
Okay.
And that movie's going to be in theaters May 4th. Actor Matthew McConaughey launching his own brand of bourbon with Wild Turkey. The Dallas Buyers Club actor made the announcement live on Facebook alongside his mom, Kay, from his hometown of Austin, Texas. McConaughey's been working as creative director for Wild Turkey since 2016 and says he did a lot of taste testing. The new bourbon is called Wild Turkey Long Branch.
All right, all right, all right.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The Royals are Major League Baseball's 27th most valuable team. That's according to Forbes, which values the franchise at just over $1 billion. The Yankees, of course, rank first for the 21st consecutive year at $4 billion. Who's last? The Rays, $900 million. The Royals welcome the Angels to town for a four-game series starting tonight. A new study found that a later start to the school day led to more sleep and better mood in teenage girls. Parents, listen. The research was conducted at an all-girls school in Singapore, focused on 150 students in 7th through 10th grade. The school delayed its start time by 45 minutes, changing from a 7:30 start time to 8:15, and then they studied the effects. After 1 month, students reported about 23 more minutes of sleep, and the most significant finding was that the students self-reported improvement in mood. They reported less depression, less sleepiness, and an overall just feeling more refreshed during the school day, and those benefits still held up after 9 months.
Wow.
A fraternity at Cal Poly State University is suspended after a photo of a white fraternity member in blackface showed up online. The university placed the Lambda Chi Alpha fraternity on interim suspension while the administration investigates. Not to take away from the seriousness of the story, but as soon as I read that, all I could hear in my head was Lambda, Lambda, Lambda. I just immediately went Revenge of the Nerds in my head.
Right.
And our new fraternity, Lambda, Lambda, Lambda.
Lambda, Lambda, Lambda.
And there's a new
world. They use all the same words, Jen. That's alpha, lambda, mega.
I was never cool enough. I don't know.
Omega fish oil. I don't. It's all the same.
It's the new world's oldest man. 112 years and 259 days old, this man from Japan earned the title on Tuesday. He credits his long life to eating sweets and visiting hot springs. If eating sweets causes longevity, we got a pretty good chance of...
My great-grandma lived to 103.
Wow, really?
Of the Truda genes.
That's impressive. Guinness World Records editor-in-chief noted this man's accomplishment, saying he can teach everyone about the value of life. The previous record holder died in January at the age of 113.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Today is Throwback Throwdown Day. We ask you to vote on one of four songs each member of the show has picked.
Why are we even still doing this?
End of the show, we play. What are you talking
about?
Because
an hour into this competition, Joey, the producer, correct me if I'm wrong, does Brian Truda not already have about 98% of the vote this morning?
Got a very nice lead, but you know what? I think anything can still happen.
He believes there's still 2 hours of show left, right?
The comments on Facebook for you are ridiculous. Brian, I just love you. It's Roxette all the way.
I know what women want, okay? So you can vote for Joey's song, which is Lauryn Hill. And you know what? You've made some progress in the last 20 minutes.
Did I finally pick up a vote?
You got a vote. And so did Shaley's inexplicably, because nobody actually knows who Ryan Cabrera is.
Some of us saw him with O-Town.
I think she is on a mission to lose every Throwback Throwdown this year. I can't. She's like throwing it for some reason. You could vote for Jen's. And some people have voted for the Police.
Telling you earlier, I honestly, to me, this is not that rare of a song. So Lonely by the Police, to me, is a normal, regular, everyday song. And you were like, no, this is completely obscure. Nobody knows this.
Right.
Really?
I mean, I've played this before, but...
I love this song.
Finally, you could vote for my mopping up song here from Roxette. I love you. Come on, join the joyride. Very excited for that.
Jeremy on Facebook, Roxette wins over everything. Roxette, all day long. Roxette, Joyride, my son who loves 80s music, introduced me to this. Roxette, I vote for Truda. Oh, Truda and Roxette.
Yeah. Oh, well, there we go.
Oh, there's another one. Roxette for sure. Well, congratulations.
We'll get some votes somewhere. Well, somebody call Sting.
Police, can you throw me a vote?
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
And Snapchat for this morning at 816-576-7102, asking you ladies and even the guys out there, what are stupid things you've heard on a first date that would guarantee that there's no second?
From the text line, he lives with his mom. Mm.
That's all it took. Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. I go back and forth on that one because it depends on age and situation. Because I have known people who sincerely were like going back to help a parent.
Mm-hmm.
And so that I can understand.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, maybe if you're still there at 45 and there's no real reason other than mom's doing your laundry.
Take into account length of time.
Yeah.
Right.
Also from the text line, how much they still love their ex.
Oh.
Don't talk about
that. That's kind of a tough one. Jennifer is driving this morning, but has thoughts on this. Jennifer, what can a guy say on a first date that will guarantee no second?
This is actually a true story. I had a guy tell me, while I had a sip of my drink in my mouth, I'm training to be a cage fighter.
To be a what?
A cage fighter.
A cage fighter.
A cage fighter.
It sounded totally Napoleon Dynamite-esque.
So this wasn't like you're saying he wasn't like a big CrossFit guy who seemed like he was legitimately doing that.
No, his brain's not just doing his biceps.
Gonna be a cage fighter.
And you didn't want to. At least thought that would impress me.
You didn't want to stick with him to find out if he ever got his dream.
No.
And did you question him on that? Did you get into a conversation about what might be happening?
There wasn't much conversation to be had. it was just bad.
That's painful.
It was one of those days where I had one of my friends call me. I'm like, please just save me.
I was just going to ask if you had the backup plan. The old,
I did.
Call me at 7:30 and I can pull the, oh, sorry, emergency, friend emergency, got to go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad.
So you didn't even make it through dinner or anything? I mean, how fast did you bail?
Yes. I made it probably maybe an hour.
Ugh. Kudos to you for that. Wow.
Could be a cage fighter. Guys, come on. Unless you...
Yeah, or, another one was, does this look infected?
Ew! No, he did not.
Different first date, but yeah.
He asked if it looked infected.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask what. I'm not going to ask where. I'm not going to...
Pray that you were at dinner.
Huh. How are things now in your life? Or do you have a boyfriend now?
I'm happily single. I have dogs and I'm good.
Yes. I feel like you should maybe just stay that way. It sounds like that's a better route.
I'm staying this way for a while. It's good. I have dogs and a job and I'm good.
It's look infected. No, don't say that. Don't on a first or second or 87th date. If my husband said that to me, I would even question it and say, go to a doctor. Don't say that to me. Go.
Ask a doctor that. Don't ask
for
a first date.
Nope. Oh, thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Thank you, text line, for this one. I can see demons.
I want to know the story on that one.
Interesting first date.
Wow. He's an infected.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It's the show, KC1021, asking what things on the first date ensure there wouldn't be a second.
From the text line, I had a date with a guy that lied to me saying he had his MFA, which I think is what, Masters of Fine Arts.
Mm-hmm.
I asked about it and he said, oh, no, I made that up.
Nah, just an MF, that's all. That's a... Vicky in Payola, what happened to you?
Hi. Hey. I had a guy on a first date. When he opened the door of his truck for me, he actually said, don't get used to this because it won't last.
Oh.
Yeah.
And
the trash fell out of his truck while he opened the door.
Yeah, well, I mean, at least he was being honest, right?
Yeah. And so, yeah, we didn't make it past another date. So.
And that was that night.
And that was it.
Bummer.
Rough. Yeah.
Well, thank you for weighing in, Vicky. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
KC-102-1 of The Show with Jen and Truda. Jen, Truda, Shaylee the millennial. Hi. Joey the producer. Shaylee just walked in. She's the future Mrs. Cabrera.
Coletti.
Ooh, Stephen Coletti in studio tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
From Laguna Beach.
And this show is from Laguna Beach or the Hills, one of those?
What, this song?
Uh-huh.
I think it was on the Hills. James Lafferty from One Tree Hill, also in studio tomorrow morning. Also very attractive. In Kansas City for the KC Film Fest.
You've got a couple votes in the last few minutes for your Ryan Cabrera for today's Throwback Throwdown.
It's a great song.
Yeah. Jen still looking for votes for The Police.
I think I got one finally. Somebody.
Was that you?
Thank you on Facebook.
You can vote for Joey's song from Lauryn Hill. That is a good tune. That's a killer tune.
I think with after all these talks about all the bad dates, I really think we need to vote for some Lauryn Hill because some guys are really only about that thing.
Look at him trying to make a connection.
Right.
That was a stretch, Joe.
Or you can vote for my song, which is Roxette's Joyride. Come on,
going by Joey's theory, then my So Lonely would make a lot more sense. So Lonely by The Police.
And mine should not make sense.
That's a good point.
No, can I just tell you, okay, we were just discussing this right before we went on the air.
Are you crying already?
Stop,
that's 2 seconds.
If you would see this video, you would understand.
What is happening?
The gin crying meter just went off in 2 seconds.
My little brother's girlfriend just posted the absolute saddest video. I say saddest, but it's the greatest, saddest, sweetest video you've ever seen.
We have very different definitions
of
greatest.
Okay, so the Chicago Police Department lost one of their police dogs, one of the canines.
Oh.
And they show all the police officers lined up outside the vet clinic as they're taking the dog in to be put down.
Right.
It is the greatest, saddest video I've ever seen.
It's getting a little dusty in here.
Oh, for the love. Look, no, they're doing the full, like, all the police cars are lined up.
Is this another vote to get you a police vote?
Oh, no, but I like that connection. This video is incredible. And I was just telling Shaylee, you have to watch this. Google it. Chicago Police Department remembering Bricks. Oh. Canine Bricks.
Oh, okay. I don't want to cry.
Look at them all standing there watching as he... Oh, don't... Okay, I'm close. Hey, I'm literally closing my laptop.
Okay.
No, not okay.
I've seen those videos before.
But that's
they're
so
amazing.
Sweet.
And yeah, very, very sad.
Why do you guys enjoy watching stuff that makes you cry?
I didn't. I'm scrolling through Facebook and all of a sudden this pops up and I'm like, oh, what's this video? Oh, I can't stop watching. It's... And then I had to, you know.
Now, do you watch movies knowing that they're going to make you cry?
Well, I watch This Is Us every episode knowing that I need 14 boxes of Kleenex.
That's her algorithm in Facebook. It's like... turn towards that. Mine, I had a puppy on a scooter earlier.
You did?
So, I did, yes.
I want to see it.
You want to see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Right. It's, so that's what we're... It's just tuned to who we are.
Facebook is purposely giving me crying videos.
Yeah. You just realized that?
Stupid algorithm.
It just knows. That's it. Ask Mark Zuckerberg about that. He's on Capitol Hill.
Look at this sweet Bricks.
Yeah. And Mr. Zuckerberg, for the record, I'd like to know why I get so many sad videos in my feed. We get more puppies on scooters.
Yes, or in buckets.
That was pretty cute. Send me a super ridiculous video of someone getting kicked in the junk or something to make me. I gotta reset.
Yeah, cheer Jen up this morning.
I'm gonna. Now I feel weird about asking for people
you
to send
vote
videos.
For her song.
Yes.
That'll do it. Give her some sympathy votes.
Let me clarify. I said people getting kicked in the junk, not just sending videos.
When life leaves you high and dry, I'll be at your door tonight if you need help. If you need help.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The governor of Missouri is vowing to stay in office while denying accusations that he tried to blackmail his mistress into keeping quiet about their extramarital affair, Mark Mayfield reports.
Governor Eric Greitens said on Wednesday he will continue to serve the people of Missouri. The statement came just before the release of an explosive report detailing allegations against Greitens in lurid detail. Among other things, the report from a special state committee cites testimony from a woman who claims Greitens taped her hands, blindfolded her, and pulled her pants down before taking a picture of her. The governor is facing a felony charge of invasion of privacy. Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.
A school district in Pennsylvania handing out baseball bats to its teachers to fight attackers. The Erie Times News says teachers in Mill Creek Township School District aren't expected to confront gunmen with the bats, but they could be used as a last resort. The 600 bats at the school district that they bought for their staff cost about $2,000. Hulu and Spotify are bundling. The company say customers can use both streaming services for a combined $12.99 a month. Separately, Hulu is $7.99 and then Spotify Premium is $9.99. The new bundle plan is available now for current Spotify Premium users. Everyone else will be able to use it this summer. The old dog ate my homework excuse didn't work for some police officers. 8 police officers in Argentina who claimed that rats ate more than half a ton of marijuana missing from police custody ended up being fired Tuesday. Officials dismissed the officers' theory, citing experts who said that rats wouldn't confuse marijuana as food, and if the rats did eat the drugs, they likely would have died and police would have found the bodies. The officers are accused of not properly protecting evidence and are ordered to testify before a judge in May. Huh. Half a ton, huh? That's a solid amount to blame on rats.
It's just a big, yeah. That's...
What kind of rat problem do you have where you can pull that off and think you're going to get away with it?
At some point, they really thought that was the key.
Half a ton, huh? Rats.
Oh, dude, Jimmy, we smoked a lot. Somebody blame it on the rats.
Of all excuses to come up with, that was it.
Some good size rats.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I don't care about anything but the throwback throwdown. That's all. It's Loveful Cardigans at The Show. Casey Water 2 at 8:20 on a Thursday morning.
Have you looked at Facebook recently? Because the voting continues to roll in, and Heather just voted for you, Truda.
Oh, did she? Oh, so she voted for the Roxette.
So did Jeremy. So did Renee. So did David. So did Tara.
Join the joyride, people. Come on, get on it.
So did Angela. And Nicole.
Twitter, text, or Facebook.
Don't forget Michelle and Gina also voted for you.
You can vote for Shaylee's.
Yeah.
Now, I want to ask you, because my hypothesis at 6 a.m. this morning was that you are trying to throw this competition. You want to lose every week by picking these songs.
I won 1 week. We've all won.
I know, but what did you win with?
No scrubs.
Yes, right. My case in point.
You're a jerk.
And now the last 2 weeks you picked, who is this guy?
Ryan Cabrera. How do you not know Ryan Cabrera?
Well.
You watched the Ashley Simpson show.
I did. Yes, I did. Yeah. No, sadly enough, I did.
We actually saw, so it was Ryan Cabrera, O-Town. Who
98
else?
Degrees.
98 Degrees.
And Dream.
The girl group Dream. They were at P&L.
Oh, don't worry. I almost used
sure
that
I'm sure that's coming some week.
Yeah. 2 years ago, we saw him at P&L, and we actually got to meet him before the show. Ryan Cabrera, a tiny wee little man. Very
oh,
little.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. He made Nick Lachey look huge, and Nick Lachey is not that tall.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It was not Frosted Tips, Ryan Cabrera, and that made me sad.
Oh. Meanwhile, I've got Shaylee behind me doing the Cyrano de Bergerac telling me who everybody is.
The what?
I'm like, who are these guys? And she's like, okay, so that's Ryan Cabrera here. And she's like telling me who these people are so I don't embarrass myself.
Yeah.
Because she's just standing here nodding. She's like, oh, is this them? I'm like, no, Jen, that's the door guy. It's not... He did not sing this song.
He's the gentleman who parked our car.
Right.
So, thank you.
That guy was the valet. That was not Drew Lachey.
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
And she's like, those two are brothers, Drew and Nick. You've seen them on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, Drew won.
Thank you.
Nick used to marry Jessica. Do you remember Jessica Simpson?
Yeah, that's how we had to play that night.
You can vote for Joey's song, which is Lauryn Hill's doo-wop, That Thing. I mean, nobody can say anything bad about that song. It's a great song.
I just went to
say, random.
I was going to say, oh, Joey got a vote. Look at this. And then I realized it was him voting for himself on Facebook.
I just got a vote from Christina, and she says I have to vote for Joey. Lauryn Hill's voice is so gorgeous, and I cannot agree with Christina more.
Look at you.
That is a great song. And then finally, there is Jen's song, which is for the Police. So lonely. She is oh so lonely at the bottom of the pack.
I think that's a great 80s throwback song. And Brian agrees with me that it is a fantastic song.
It is a great song.
But he believes I went too obscure.
Yeah. I think.
Oh, thank you, text line. 660, I'm with Jen and the Police. Finally, a vote.
Jen, your dad can't text in for you.
He's not I don't even know where 660 is. What's that area code? That's
it's northern
Missouri.
Side.
That's a Missouri one.
Yeah, it's like, yep. My family's all
Maryville.
Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there we go.
Thank you.
Got about 20-some, 25 minutes left to vote there, so get your votes in. play the winning song back in its entirety?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Trudeau.
Congratulations to Carl from Casey Moe's Color 12 for the book club in L.A. movie premiere.
Next chance to become a finalist for that tomorrow morning, sometime between 8 and 9.
Carl's hopefully getting the chocolate basket.
By the way,
you're obsessed with the chocolate basket.
I just want to make sure it gets its due.
Producer Joey marked down another stupid vote for Truda on the text line for Joyride.
Yeah.
Do I have to mark that the vote was stupid?
Yes, please. I would like you to.
And they only count for a quarter.
Throwback Throwdown is almost done. The final minutes of voting.
No, it was done at 6:30 this morning when you already had 99% of the vote.
You could vote for Shaylee's. Or you couldn't. I mean,
that's rude.
You vote for Joey's song. You know you better watch out. Some girls, some or for Jen's song.
Which is clearly the actual greatest song choice.
We're going to pull five people on the street and find out today if they know the Police song.
No, I know. To me, not obscure at all, but apparently it is to everyone else. That's fine.
No, I did get a text. I love you like a sister, but I'm sorry I can't go against the Police.
No, never go against the Police. It's a great song.
Wow. Did you see the tweet here we got?
Nope.
At
hashtag
Shula KC.
Sympathy vote.
I'll give my Throwback Thursday vote to Jen, not because I think it's a good song. Hashtag sympathy vote.
I'll take it. I will take that all day. We also got a tweet saying, I'll never vote against the Police. Thank you for that one,
yeah,
JT.
That's true. Right.
Celebrating birthdays today from Married with Children and Modern Family, actor Ed O'Neill is 72. Emmy Award-winning late-night TV host and comedian David Letterman is 71. And how about this throwback from My So-Called Life? I loved that show. Actress Claire Danes is 39. PBS is ramping
from
up.
Homeland, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not so throwback.
No, that's the last thing she's done. I'm sorry.
Gotcha.
My So-Called Life. After that, career ended. No more Jared Leto. Then I'm out. PBS is ramping up for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's upcoming nuptials with Royal Wedding Watch. This is going to be a five-part nightly series that starts May 14th, and it's going to culminate in a live broadcast of the wedding on May 19th. The series is going to be hosted by Meredith Vieira and also British TV presenter Matt Baker. So for 5 days, those two are going to keep royal wedding fanatics updated on the preparations for the event before Harry and Meghan are joined in matrimony at St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle.
Fantastic.
I believe that's the voice that you must use, similar to my master's voice.
Mm-hmm.
The royal wedding voice.
Are we going to have a watch party?
Brian had it set up 3 hours ago. He was already ready with the little tea sandwiches.
Oh, mm-hmm.
What do you call those?
Yeah.
Little finger sandwiches?
Yep. Love tea and biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody did text in earlier and said, hey, I'd be down for a watch party. I think people are up for that.
I wasn't excited about this, but oddly, once I read about this, and I'm like, you know what? If I got sucked into this five-part nightly series, I bet I would totally be in.
Yeah.
100%.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I do want to see the dress.
It's PBS. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Since when you put PBS in, that's got to be good. The same.
Well, because, I mean, it's more highbrow. It's,
because PBS is awesome.
Right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's a step above your Big Bang theories and such.
I know it's
I'm
not Bravo.
Punch you.
It's not Bravo, but it's real close. It's real close.
Okay, listen,
whatever.
PBS is the Police so lonely of television, okay? I mean, it's really good, but not a lot of people.
Sometimes we like obscure things. Actress Anna Faris was on Jimmy Kimmel Live. She was talking about starring in the new version of the movie Overboard and how she was obsessed with the original.
Like, how many times did you say you've seen this movie?
I feel like it's like over 5,000 times, but it's probably around 80.
For real, 80 times?
Yeah, yeah.
So when said to you, we would like you to be in Overboard, you're like, oh my God, I've been working on this for my whole life.
No, I was like, there is no way I can touch that sacred ground.
That's interesting.
Because it felt, it was so precious to me. But then I also felt like, well, it's a paycheck, so.
And when you think of Overboard, you think of little Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, right? And so you just assume Anna Faris, also tiny and blonde. Of course, she must be playing Goldie Hawn, right? No.
They like Goldie Hawn's kid. They do that a lot
right,
now.
Right, sure. But no, they have actually flipped the script here, and Anna Faris is going to be a working-class mom who turns the tables on a wealthy playboy when he loses his memory. So they're switching it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And the new Overboard is going to be in theaters May 4th.
Who wins today's Throwback Throwdown?
Really? I wonder.
We'll find out next after Charlie Puth.
I'm only one call away.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Trudeau.
Charlie Puth and One Call Away as we wrap the show for today. We were just one text, one call, one tweet, one Facebook comment away. But throwback throwdown winner.
I'm sorry, we have no time. We've got close to the end of the show. No time to announce
bonus
the winner.
Time.
No, I think we have time. Joey, lay it on us. What were the results here?
The results with 45% of the vote.
Ryan Cabrera.
No, it's definitely not Ryan Cabrera. It's Roxette.
Shocking.
Congratulations, Brian
Bask
Trudeau.
Again in glory.
You're like the Villanova of throwback throwdown.
Two of three? Have I won two of three?
You've won
two of the past
2 weeks.
10.
Oh, okay.
Can I have Sister Jean then? Can
That's
I be
right. Loyal?
You can be Sister Jean.
I'm going to need all the help I can get.
See what crap you guys come up with next week. Enjoy your day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. And here is your winning throwback throwdown song.
Hello.
Yes.
I love you.
The Show with Jen and Trudeau
on KC 102.1.